April.
Sean, several topics. One,
shocker.
Don't be. You heard the question that I lobbed at the Attorney General about the hate crime that happened in New York. Mm-hmm. The white supremacists who went to New York and targeted a black man. Hate crimes are on the rise. What do you say? What is this White House saying about this obvious apparent hate crime?
You yelled at the Attorney General a specific case, if I'm not correct.
In the past, to talk about this, and you've talked about issues.
I'm glad to talk about the issue. I just want to be very clear that I am not going to reference any specific case before the DOJ right now. I will say that the President has recognized that we need to bring the country together. He wants to unite this country. He wants to bring people together. He had a very long conversation with respect to race in itself, which I think is somewhat. If I'm not correct in your question. There, okay, I just want to be clear. Thank you. And I think that was one of the topics that he talked about with the CBC. Some of the issues with respect to crime and education and some of the solutions that they suggested that could be done during their meeting. And I think those are the kind of things that I think we can continue that conversation.
Hey, Sean, unfortunately, there's been a rise in hate crimes when it comes to different groups, to include anti-Semitic crimes.
Yeah, and
you've commented from that podium. This is clear. This gentleman in his jailhouse gave a statement to a reporter talking about he wishes the man were younger and were he was a thug that he killed. So what do you say to this? This is clear. It's racism and it's ugliness.
Yeah. Two issues. Number one, I think hate crimes, anti-Semitic crimes of any nature should be called out in the most reprehensible way. There is no room for that in our country, and I think the President noted that in the joint address, that there is one issue that, despite policy, should unite us, and that is calling out hate, that is calling out divisiveness based on the color of one's skin, one's religion, one's gender. The President's been very clear on that, and he's called it out before. He's, with respect to certain particular situations, he made it very clear at the opening of his joint address, that's what he led with, is a call to denounce hate no matter where we come from politically. He's also talked about it the night that he took the stage on that Wednesday morning around 2:40 a.m. about how one of the things that he needed to do and wanted to do as president was unite all Americans. But I think that there's one other piece to this, April, that I just want to be clear on. While we unequivocally, no question about it, need to call out hate, anti-Semitism, where it exists, there is another thing that we have to do. And in your case in particular, while I don't know all of the details and I don't want to reference any specific case, but I think we saw this the other day with some of the anti-Semitic behavior that was going out with respect to people of the Jewish faith, is that we saw these threats coming into Jewish community centers, and there was an immediate jump to criticize folks on the right and to denounce people on the right and ask them to condemn them. And it turns out that, in fact, it wasn't someone on the right, and it was the president from the get-go had said, I bet you it's not someone, and he was right. And yet, I understand that. And
that's saying he's a white supremacist.
I understand that, and I think in those cases, there's no question, black and white, we need to call out all instances of this. But that being said, while we're on the topic, I do think that there has been a rush to judgment in a lot of other cases when it comes to, in particular, some of the anti-Semitic discussion, where people have jumped to the conclusion about denouncing people on the right and asking for this. And in that particular case, we saw that the president was right and that this rush to judgment by a lot of folks on the left was wrong, and none of them have been held to account on that. And that is something that equally needs to be called out. When people are charging something of someone that is not true, there has been nothing to go back to those individuals. Nothing on the left who came and asked for everyone on the right to denounce something that they weren't guilty of. And I think that there needs to be an equal go back in time and call out those individuals for rushing to judgment and calling out those individuals.
My second topic, and I'm done. Someone who was in the room, you might talk to me about this CBC meeting that happened last week, someone who was actually in the room at that meeting said that the issue of HBCUs came up, and that's a very sensitive subject right now in the black community and here at the White House. The issue of HBCUs came up, and it's Omarosa said that she would be the one heading the HBCU office at the White House, and the president did not make a response, confirming or denying. Will this be the case? Is this the case?
We don't have any announcements to make. I assume that you're referring to the executive order, and we don't have anything to announce on that subject at this time.